I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Russian Republic of Dagestan, where Wednesday's double suicide bombing killed at least 12 people and wounded 23. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says people are simply terrified. The ministry's training next-generation church leaders there
to help them to grow in Christ, to grow in some leadership skills, to have them to work specifically in the cross-religious, cross-cultural kind of environment right there where Christianity meets Islam.
Now they're holding summer camps, sharing Christ to help end the cycle of violence. 2,000 young people are expected at camps in the region. $50 sponsors a child. Next, an international donor conference kicked off Wednesday on the reconstruction of Haiti. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart explains what will make this billion-dollar aid effort work this time around.
One of the focuses of Haiti is going to be the redistribution of everything, because they have always focused on Port-au-Prince.
Ministry won't change, but DeHart says it's like a reboot by the Holy Spirit.
We've got the greatest revival going on in Haiti that I've seen in 40 years. People are really focused and they're really praying.
And Easter is a great opportunity to celebrate salvation in Christ. This year it could also be a chance for you to help others. Food for the Hungry wants you to bring the hope of the Easter message to families across the globe by purchasing a special Easter combo from their catalog. The combo includes 4 rabbits and 2 chickens for a hungry family. Consider sharing the love of Christ through Food for the Hungry with your family this Easter. Head to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.